Welcome back to another episode of Investees. I'm your host, Linda Garcia. And this week on the podcast, we will be discussing the TikTok ban. Will ByteDance actually divest TikTok from its holdings, or will it comply with it no longer being accessible in the U.S.? If you are enjoying our content, consider subscribing to our Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/investees to get the details on receiving an episode early and receiving it ad-free. Your contribution to Patreon helps support our podcast and contributes to the expenses we acquire. So if you are enjoying the content, consider investing $3 a month on Investees. Earlier this week, the Senate voted 78-18 in favor of passing the national security package, which includes not only the TikTok ban, but also the approval of $95 billion in funds to Ukraine and Israel. The package also includes relief for those in Gaza, Sudan, and Haiti. In the Senate, we had 15 Republicans oppose this bill, while two Democrats opposed it and one independent opposed it. I found that number interesting, especially given that when the bill was in the House, it was 352-65, and those that were opposed included 50 Democrats and 15 Republicans. There was a little bit of a flip there, and although I don't know the reasons why there was a flip, I did want us to take note of it because I think that sometimes we assume the way a Democrat should vote or the way a Republican should vote, and we can't really assume. Also, I wanted to empower you all that if you ever have questions about how your representatives, how your congressmen vote, you can always call their office and find out why they voted the way they voted. At the end of the day, they are representing you. And so I definitely want you to first know who your representatives are, and then also take note on how they vote. And if you feel like you have any questions, definitely hold them accountable. Immediately after the national security bill was signed by the Senate, President Biden released a statement letting us know that he will sign this bill into law as soon as it hits his desk. The United States is worried that TikTok poses a national security threat. The United States isn't the first country to ban TikTok. India banned TikTok in 2020 over security concerns. Nepal banned TikTok in 2023, citing that it has been consistently used to share content that disrupts social harmony. The European Union, Canada, Britain, Australia, Taiwan, New Zealand have all banned any government policymakers from using the application. Afghanistan has banned the application, citing that they want to prevent the younger generation from being misled. Indonesia temporarily blocked the application, and Somalia in 2023 said that they are planning on blocking the application due to a detrimental impact on their youth. The impact of social media on our youth has been a core concern here in the United States as we reflect on cyberbullying, privacy concerns, addiction and screen time, and of course, comparison and self-esteem issues. The United States has been working to ensure proper regulations are implemented to keep our children safe. So not only do we have the issue of how social media, not just exclusive to TikTok, is going to affect our youth, but now we also have the issue of how the Chinese government can potentially utilize any data that it is collecting against us. And as someone that is going to be a policymaker, I do understand the risks and the implications that this can have to national security. We really don't know how the company is using the data. In fact, China itself has already banned Google, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, as well as other applications from being used in their country for the same fears that we have about TikTok being used in our country. Here's the thing. I truly enjoy using the app. And I was late to the game. I did not start consuming TikTok until the middle of 2023. So I'm a relatively new user. I did restrain from using the application because I did hear about how addicting the application can be. I did understand and hear about the algorithm and how intelligent the algorithm was. And I have to admit that that did keep me away. You have to remember that I used to work at a tech company, and so I do have some concerns surrounding technology. I mean, we can even look at the engagement power for this application. The top company that holds engagement power is Netflix. After Netflix, it's TikTok, then YouTube, then Instagram, and Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and lastly, Reddit. With that being said, I absolutely do see the power in how the algorithm allows for folks that are alike to connect, for you to find information that is relevant to you. I see how it is more closely related to Google, in my opinion, than any other type of application, social media application we have here in the United States. And so I see its benefits from that perspective. I think that's what I enjoy about it the most. If I want to learn about red light therapy for my face, I have access to hundreds of thousands of women that are using red light therapy and can tell me about their experience with it. I love that. I love the searchability. I love the transfer of information. I think it is also relevant to us right now. And I think this is why the United States is afraid. Obviously, there are concerns of how much is being recorded here in the United States. It is banned from policymakers having it on their government telephones, but their children have telephones. Waiters in a restaurant have telephones. So how much is being picked up? I completely understand both sides. We're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we are going to discuss what the CEO of TikTok said and what this ban actually means. What are the options here? Investees, every single week I head over to Apple Podcasts and I check to see if you have rated and reviewed the podcast. And some of you have. And I want to tell you all, thank you so much. I see you and I read you. Some of you haven't though, and I get it. We're super busy. You've got things to do. You're picking up the kids. You've got to go to work, all the things. I'm busy too. I just want to ask you to please, if you can take some time, head over to Apple Podcasts, rate and review us. This helps to push our content further into the algorithm so more folks can discover us. There are very limited voices that are speaking on finance in this way, like myself as a Latina. And I just want to let Apple Podcasts know that our voices matter. And a sure way to do that is by you heading over to the app, giving us a rating and writing a review. Every single time you write a review, I jump up for joy. So, you know, keep me jumping over here. And I understand you're busy. Just please take 5 minutes and do that for me. Please. And thank you. And we're back. Okay, so it's really important for us to understand what the bill is asking and who the bill is making these asks too, because there is a lot of misinformation on TikTok stating that the ban is asking China to divest itself from TikTok. And because TikTok is owned by mostly international investors, that this will most likely not happen. This isn't completely true. Let's get very clear on this so that we understand. TikTok is owned by parent company ByteDance. ByteDance has different investors, international investors, not made up of Chinese investors. This is true. I think it's only the founder that is a Chinese investor. However, ByteDance is headquartered in China, making ByteDance a Chinese company. And in China, China controls all of the technology that is created in companies headquartered in its own country. And so this is where the fear from the United States is coming from. And so the bill states that ByteDance has to divest itself from TikTok, meaning it has to sell off TikTok to an American company. Otherwise, it will be banned from use in the United States. So it has an option here. However, the option of selling it to a company in the United States, I think, is very slim. And here's why. If they were to sell TikTok, they would have to disclose their algorithm and the technology behind the algorithm. And ByteDance doesn't get to decide if they will sell that technology. China is in control. China decides whether or not they will allow ByteDance to sell that technology over to the United States. Aside from protection against the youth, and aside from any national security issue, I do think that we are after this technology. I highly doubt that China is going to release this technology to the hands of the United States. I do think it is extremely powerful technology that they have invented in this algorithm. And for that reason, I just do not see it happening. Which then makes me speculate on the idea of China saying, absolutely not, you're not going to get access to this technology. Then it makes me wonder, how powerful is the technology? Is it dangerous? Does it have the potential to alter our behavior, most especially the younger that we are? I can't imagine the loss in productivity that I would have had I had this application growing up. What is it doing to us? Because it's definitely doing something. As a user, I don't think anyone can deny that. Here's what we can expect moving forward. Despite the United States being the United States, TikTok is not going to go away easily. They are most definitely going to put up a fight. We are going to see a fight that involves the freedom of speech, the First Amendment. In addition to this, we do expect for TikTok to bring up the fact that they are solidly contributing to the growth of the U.S. economy. The creator economy is extremely strong over on TikTok, and it is currently contributing to $24 billion to the United States. And this is why I'm saying I definitely see both sides of the issue here. There are so many incredible content creators, and the content that we get to ingest is valuable. Of course, not everything over there is the truth. Not everything is correct, but that is the same across the board on any application. It's always important to fact check creators and make sure that they are not spreading misinformation. My only question is the power of this algorithm and what it is doing. I do want to share some of what the TikTok CEO shared on TikTok. He did acknowledge that Congress passed a bill and that the president has now signed the bill, and that this can potentially affect 170 million Americans that find community and connection on the TikTok platform. He expresses his disappointment because this is an expression of freedom, and it reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. He goes on to let everyone know that they should rest assured, as he is confident that they will keep fighting for our rights in the courts. He states that the Constitution is on TikTok's side and they expect to prevail. He goes on to highlight the 7 million businesses that will be impacted by the application going away. He also goes on to encourage community members to continue posting, to continue utilizing the app, and invites them to showcase their feelings. He goes on to close his statement by reminding folks that the data that is collected by TikTok is used by a U.S. security data company, and it has built safeguards that none of their peers have implemented. And this is true. There are high standards in the way that the data is stored for TikTok specifically in the United States. This actually was something that took place back in 2020 when we had a falling out with China via President Trump, where he requested that no U.S. company do business with a Chinese company. In a turn of events, this then led to a deal with Oracle, a U.S. data company service that stores data for lease, where Donald Trump initiated the deal, stating that he wanted for an American-based company to own all of the TikTok data for US TikTok. The lobbyists for Oracle did contribute to Donald Trump's campaign. Oracle has stated that TikTok is their largest company and they are facing financial concerns. For the month, Oracle, the stock is down almost 9%. The bill does state that for the next 9 months, TikTok will be accessible in the United States. During those 9 months, we will see what decisions are made. We have also heard that Steve Mnuchin, the former U.S. Secretary of Treasury, has already gathered a group of investors that are interested in acquiring TikTok. This is a developing story. You're listening to Investees, a Cosmic Standard, and In Lose We Trust production. I'm your host, Linda Garcia. A special thank you to the team, Asia Simpson, Eliza Smith, and Jacob Winnick.